Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to 9 Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Advanced Introduction to Private Equity by Paul A. Gompers and Stephen N. Kaplan is an academically grounded, practice-oriented overview of how the private equity industry works and how it has evolved. Part of the Elgar Advanced Introduction series, it is designed as a structured primer rather than a memoir or a deal-by-deal narrative. The book situates modern private equity in its historical context, then explains the core institutional mechanics that shape outcomes, including how funds are organized, how investors and managers are incentivized, and how performance is assessed. A central aim is to connect what research says about private equity to the decisions practitioners actually make, from selecting investments to driving operational and financial change at portfolio companies. It also addresses the business of running a private equity firm, especially fundraising and long-term GP-LP relationships. The result is a concise introduction that bridges theory and industry practice for readers who want clarity on a complex asset class. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, how private equity emerged and why its structure matters. The book begins by placing private equity in historical perspective, helping readers understand the industry as a set of institutions that developed over time, rather than as a single strategy. This framing is important because many features that outsiders associate with private equity, such as limited life funds, concentrated ownership, and intensive governance, follow from how the industry was designed to match capital providers with specialized investment managers by reviewing the evolution of private equity. The authors clarify how the industry came to focus on control-oriented investing and active stewardship, and how the approach differs from public market investing and from other forms of private capital. The discussion highlights why organizational form and contracting are not peripheral details but core drivers of behavior. Fund terms, governance rights, and the separation of roles between general partners and limited partners all shape investment horizons, reporting, and decision authority. Understanding these foundations equips readers to interpret later chapters on performance and value creation more accurately, because it becomes clear that outcomes are inseparable from the incentives, constraints, and governance embedded in the private equity model. Secondly, measuring performance at the fund level and the portfolio company level. A major contribution of the book is its careful treatment of evidence on private equity performance. Instead of relying on anecdotes, it distinguishes between performance measured at the portfolio company level and performance measured at the fund level. This distinction matters because investors experience returns through funds, while economic changes often occur within individual companies through strategy, operations, and financing decisions. The authors synthesize empirical work that evaluates how value is created and how returns compare across deals, funds, and time periods, while also acknowledging the practical challenges of measurement in private markets. Issues such as cash flow timing, the long duration of investments, and differences in benchmarks can complicate comparisons with public equities. By separating what can be inferred at different levels of analysis, the book helps readers avoid common analytical errors, such as extrapolating from a few notable transactions to industry-wide conclusions. The result is a more disciplined way to think about what performance means in private equity and what conclusions are justified from the available data. Thirdly, value creation frameworks and the mechanisms behind them. The text emphasizes that private equity is not only a financing technique, but also a governance and management approach aimed at improving business outcomes. Building on research and practitioner experience, the authors describe frameworks for value creation that focus on the concrete levers investors can influence. These levers typically include strengthening governance and oversight, setting clear performance targets, aligning incentives for management, and making operational and strategic changes that increase productivity, growth, or resilience. Financial structure can also play a role, for example, by shaping discipline and enabling investment, but the book treats value creation as broader than leverage alone, by presenting actionable frameworks. The authors translate a large research literature into decision-oriented guidance that readers can apply when evaluating how a private equity owner might alter a company. Trajectory. The emphasis on mechanisms encourages readers to ask diagnostic questions: what changes are feasible, how will they be implemented, and what capabilities are required at the GP and portfolio company level. This approach helps demystify private equity by turning an abstract label into identifiable practices. Fourthly, incentives, governance, and the GP-LP relationship. Private equity depends on delegated decision-making. Limited partners supply most of the capital, while general partners source deals, make investment decisions, and manage portfolios. The book highlights how incentives and governance arrangements are designed to reduce agency problems in this relationship. Compensation structures, such as performance-based economics, aim to align managers with investors, while governance rights and reporting expectations provide oversight without undermining the flexibility that private ownership can offer. The authors show why these arrangements are central to understanding behavior across the industry, including investment pacing, risk-taking, and the emphasis on realized outcomes over paper valuations. Attention to the GP-LP relationship also clarifies why reputation and repeat fundraising matter so much in private equity, and why firms invest heavily in institutional processes and investor communications. By treating the industry as a set of long-term relationships rather than one-off transactions, the book provides a more realistic picture of how trust, track record, and transparency influence capital formation and the stability of firms across cycles. Lastly, fundraising and running a private equity firm as a business. The book closes by examining private equity as an operating business in its own right. Beyond making investments, private equity firms must raise capital, build teams, develop sourcing networks, and manage portfolios over many years. Fundraising is presented as a core capability, shaped by performance history, investor fit, strategy clarity, and the ability to communicate how the firm creates value. The authors also address the managerial realities of sustaining a firm through multiple fund cycles, including the importance of repeatable processes and disciplined decision-making. This perspective helps readers understand why successful firms invest in organizational infrastructure and why strategy consistency and execution matter as much as market timing. It also reinforces the idea that private equity outcomes are produced by institutions and people, not only by financial engineering. For students and new professionals, this topic is particularly useful because it connects abstract industry descriptions to the day-to-day realities of how firms operate, compete, and maintain credibility with investors while balancing investment opportunities with the responsibilities of stewardship. In conclusion, Advanced Introduction to Private Equity is best suited to readers who want a credible, structured foundation in private equity without relying on hype or insider storytelling. Students in finance, economics, and business, new recruits to private equity and adjacent fields, and professionals in consulting, banking, corporate strategy, or institutional investing will benefit from its clear explanation of how the industry is organized and why its incentives and governance produce distinctive patterns of behavior. The book is especially useful for readers who want to connect academic evidence to real-world decision-making, since it treats performance and value creation as questions that require careful definitions and disciplined measurement. Practically, it helps readers build a framework for evaluating claims about returns, understanding the difference between company-level change and fund-level outcomes, and recognizing the contractual and organizational features that shape GP and LP interactions. Intellectually, it stands out by bridging rigorous research with practitioner relevance in a concise format, making it a strong complement to longer textbooks and to narrative accounts of notable deals. Compared with more promotional industry guides, it is more analytical and careful about what can and cannot be concluded from data, which is exactly what many readers need when forming an informed view of private equity. If you would like to support Paul A. Gompers, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.